Forging steel is not an easy task. It takes a lot of heat, a lot of hammering either by hand or machine. The students in the blacksmithing class are busy hammering out items for the Sims Fine Craft Auction that takes place October 27th at 17th Street in Murfreesboro. It's the 19th year for the auction, and the money raised will be put back into the program.
To offset any deficits that we might have in the program through state budgetary issues or just things that we need, consumables or equipment or educational experiences.
Professor Rick Smith says the fundraiser usually brings in around $10,000 that the department greatly needs.
And without the auction as a fundraising device, we really would have a hard time functioning. Our operating budget is very low per semester, and so it really makes all the difference.
Smith also uses the auction as a chance to teach his students something they usually won't learn in the lab.
The other nice thing about the auction is that the students really get to see sort of a market value for their works, and it's an intro into running a small business, and I've always tried to run the Sims auction as a small corporation where there's a board of directors, a financial officer. The students are committed to giving a financial statement prior to the auction and then after, so we can actually see what our revenue was generated, what levels, and then we can make good prioritized decisions for where that money can go.
On top of learning the business aspect of selling the art, Smith has another lesson to grind into his students.
They do get to see firsthand how people respond to what they've made, in a buying situation. And sometimes that can be a real eye-opener. They might think their piece is really great and it might not sell, or they might think the reverse and it sells and does really well. So it's kind of a crapshoot for them, but it does give them a sense of like what it might take to get somebody's pocketbook loosened up to pay for something.
Graduate student Addison Delisle uses his skills for crafting metal into useful objects and donates them to the auction for the last 3 years.
I'm working on a traditional styled axe, sort of in the theme of the conference, because that's what we're making, so I thought I would give it a try as well.
Students like Delisle and others in the School of Art and Design contribute a lot of products to the auction, but it's not just students involved.
SIU has such a prominent position in the blacksmithing and metalsmithing field. We have a lot of professional affiliations with well-known metalsmithing and blacksmithing artists. We have really great alumni who are in a very good position now because of their time here, both undergrad and grad. I think a combination between producing so many high-quality professional metal workers and knowing so many of them, they are willing to support our program by donating work to us.
With students, alumni, and other artists donating items to the auction, Smith says there's something for everybody, especially this time of the year. And the prices range from a few dollars to over $1,000.
The items will run the gambit, from hollowware, functional items like candlesticks, tools, knives. We like to get the jewelers upstairs to make jewelry for us. That tends to be a real popular item for a lot of people. A lot of the folks coming to the sale are looking for Christmas gifts or other gifts for other folks. So, and we do a whole line of bottle openers, things like that. So it's really everything and anything. And of course, there's sculptural items, non-functional type things.
If auctions aren't your thing, then you might be interested in going to the public demonstrations held during the day on Saturday. One of the visiting artists will be extracting iron from rocks, while the other visiting artist will turn that metal into an axe.
The conference is tagged with the fundraising event, where we have two visiting artists who come and do demonstrations for us. And it's an educational outreach. So students here can come for free, and we encourage students from other programs to come down, as well as the general public. So they actually get to see live demonstrations, presentations of the visiting artist's work.
Giving these students a day of learning while they are giving back to their program at the same time.
I'm really amazed at how the students take this on as a fundraiser, educational event, community outreach, and they do a wonderful job. My role as a professor is just a little bit of a director to help them along. And they do all the work and they put back into their program, which gives them ownership over it.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.